KQED.
This news seems to have surprised most people, especially in Washington, D.C. We've reached out to Republican congressional members from California. We have not heard back as of yet. When we do, we will tell you what they are saying. In the meantime, we are joined by a California Democratic congressman, Adam Schiff from Los Angeles. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning. How are you?
Let's start with your general reaction. You've heard that your colleagues have been calling for an independent investigation now into the Trump team and their ties to Russia. Are you calling for the same thing?
I am. I think there ought to be an independent prosecutor to oversee the FBI investigation. I think that's absolutely imperative. You have an attorney general who is supposed to have recused himself from any decisions affecting the Russia investigation. And here he recommends the firing of essentially the top cop on the investigation. That is hugely problematic and a tremendous conflict of interest. And then, of course, you have the president whose own team is being investigated, firing the director. So I think it absolutely calls for the appointment of an independent prosecutor. I'd also like to see, supplementing the work that we're doing in Congress, our own investigation, an independent commission along the lines of 9/11. After 9/11, we not only have the joint investigation by House and Senate Intelligence, as we do now separately, but we also had an independent commission. And I think those two steps, a prosecutor to oversee the FBI's investigation, as well as an independent commission, are really warranted here.
That's actually quite surprising to me, just in the sense that you're essentially suggesting that what has happened here, or what is alleged to have happened here, or what could have happened here during the campaign is just as damaging to the Republic as the attacks of September 11th.
Well, it certainly didn't cause the same loss of life, so I wouldn't want to suggest that there was a equivalence in terms of that nature of the devastating impact on 9/11. But it was a very dramatic attack on our democracy, the hacking of documents of our democratic institutions, the publishing of those documents by a foreign adversary with the intent of affecting a very close presidential race. We've never seen anything like that in terms of a blatant interference in our political affairs. So, yes, I think that's hugely consequential and merits the same kind of response that we had after 9/11.
Well, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has heard the call for an independent investigation, and he responded this way. This is him this morning on the Senate floor.
Partisan calls should not delay the considerable work of Chairman Burr and Vice Chairman Warner. Too much is at stake.
I think that's nonsense. After 9/11, we had both an independent commission and a joint congressional investigation. Neither got in the way of the other, and in fact, they were both very complementary to each other. They looked at many of the same issues, but they gave a different focus. And, for example, the congressional investigation looked very closely at the question of whether Saudi Arabia was involved or knowing of the plot against the United States. So I think it worked in tandem. The same would happen here. So I think that argument by Mitch McConnell is just a dodge.
I also want to play for you what Chuck Schumer said, play for you and our listeners. Here's the Democratic leader in the Senate. This is right after Senator McConnell spoke.
No doubt we'll have an opportunity to question Mr. Comey, now a private citizen, about what happened.
What is interesting to me about this, and specifically your background as a former assistant prosecutor, federal assistant prosecutor, are there things Director Comey could say now that he's a private citizen that he couldn't say before as the head of the FBI?
Well, there may be very well things that he's willing to say now that he could have said when he was being employed. He may have greater latitude in the same way that Sally Yates had greater latitude to testify the other day. But the same rules of classification and executive privilege would apply.
One last thing, Representative, you, as I just mentioned, you worked in the Department of Justice out of Southern California. I imagine you worked with this FBI field office that James Comey found out he was essentially terminated in. Have you heard from any of your former colleagues or FBI agents you know about what that scene was like as Director Comey found out he was fired through TV?
I've certainly heard from at least one former colleague that I worked together in the attorney's office, but I don't think any of us have any particular insights about the chaos that must have taken place in that room or what it was like for the director to find out the way he did. I think those circumstances are quite appalling.
Representative Adam Schiff joining us by phone this morning. Thank you so much for joining us on the California Report.
Thank you.